Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Mokarly, Mac, Matthew, and of course, I am William Ramo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, good, man.
Welcome
How's
back.
Yeah, I didn't know I left.
Well, yeah.
Good to be on.
Well, today's show, you know, is it's called Return of the Mac and Will at MSG. And WWE Survivor Series preview and predictions. So, you know, momentarily, I'm going to ask your thoughts on, you know, the experience at MSG, returning there first time in, like, what, close to a decade or so. You know, we'll get into that very soon. And then, of course, you know, we're going to talk about the rumors surrounding the Mets and the Yankees, you know, following the Braves, you know, winning the World Series, you know, all the hot stove rumors surrounding both teams. You know, Giants and Jets, you know, upcoming games. You know, we're also going to talk about, obviously, the Knicks and the Nets, you know, what they're doing. And then, man, we're also going to talk about Survivor Series that's coming up next week and give you some, you know, updates, you know, if we can on the ongoing AEW Full Gear pay-per-view that's going on right now. You know, we'll let you know, you know, what's going on as it, as you know, it becomes known to us. But you know, most importantly, you know, if you'd like to talk about us, about, you know, sports, entertainment, everything else, we'd love to hear from you. That that number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We'd love to hear from you. But yeah, with that said, let's you know, kick off, or you know, tip off, as they do in basketball. And yeah, let's talk about the current state of the Knicks, and you know our experiences, you know, returning back to the Garden, first time, you know, in like a decade, or so that I could think of, anyway. Yeah, what's your thoughts, man?
Oh, it was great to be back, you know, after more, like you said, close to a decade. Great to be in the Garden. I mean, I think we've been in the Garden. Now I remember that we were at the Garden for some other things, wrestling mm-hmm. events. Mm-hmm. But to an actual Knick game, yeah, it's been mm-hmm. that long, I think. But, yeah, man, it was good to be back and to watch a Knick game live in person again, to see the crowd hyped up. Good experience, but I just wish the Knicks could have won while we were there. You know, mm-hmm. just the defense, or lack thereof. You know, the Knicks need to improve. Last year, we were great at defending the three-pointer. Now, this year, we're one of the worst teams in defending the three. Just leave too many men open. And they made Ricky Rubio look like Steph Curry out there mm-hmm. last weekend. And Ricky Rubio set career highs against us on Sunday. I mean, it was just crazy to watch. And the only highlight of going to the – I mean, it was so great to be back at MSG to watch a Knick game, but – I mean, the highlight was just getting a sandwich from Carnegie Deli. That was the highlight. You know, for me at least. So, but yeah, man, the Knicks, they got to do better on defense this year. And also their rotation, they got to improve on that. But as far as the experience, again, you know, it was great to be back. Great to see the crowd. You know, great to see a live game again. You know, great to see MSG. So, you know, overall experience, I would rate it probably a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely agree with you. Everything you said, unfortunately, the highlight was in fact, trying the Carnegie Deli for the first time ever. You know, that combo sandwich, the pastrami on rye and the roast beef, man, it was a slam dunk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was going to set the tempo for, you know, what was going to happen in the game. I mean, you know, the Knicks fans were into it. I mean, you know, this was my first event, major event, sporting event since, of course, since the pandemic. So I was really into it as well. Obviously, there's, you know, some uneasiness, you know, but it was just great being at the Garden, and you know, seeing the Knicks play. You know, there was such an energy and a buzz with this team all year. Started off 5-1, and then they've kind of fell off a little bit because you know, they just can't play. They just can't hold on to the defense. The bench, you know, outplays the starting rotation. Like, You know, Obi Toppin, man, he's been phenomenal. I mean, they pulled him from the last game against the Hornets, even though he was just slam dunking on them. Like, he was providing energy, man, and they took him out. And then the Knicks, man, they just keep having these double-digit leads that they blow. And then the Hornets game, this past Hornets game on Friday night was just a microcosm of this season, man. They had a big lead. They blew it, and then the other team grows out to a big lead because we can never stop the three-pointer. And the game against the Cavaliers, when Ricky Rubio, man, he was, like you said, he was Steph Curry, man. He was just torching us, you know, 37 points, nine assists. Jared Allen thought he was in a Nets uniform, you know, slam dunking in New York, but not in Brooklyn this time. Like, it was embarrassing. Like, you know, they, as great as they were in the first half, it was like the Charles Dickens book, Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times and it was the worst of times. That first half, they were into it. They were like buzzed, you know, the players. They were into it, you know. Every time, what's his name, Fournier scored, you know, they had the bing bong, you know. Like, I mean, the energy was there, man. The energy was there, and then the Knicks, man, they just like Ricky Rubio just. It's like once we switched sides after the halftime, it's like a totally different thing, man. It was like. The Knicks weren't playing no defense, and that's exactly what happened in this game, this recent game also. Like, you know, it's either they go on a huge lead, they blow it, and then the other team gets on a big lead, or the other team goes on a big lead, they go on a huge run, tie the game up, and then after the other team pulls away and start, you know, shooting threes on them. I mean, it's messed up. This has to stop. I mean, there's no way around it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the rotation, Tibbs needs to find the right rotation because we're beginning and starting games. I don't know. The starters, I feel like they start the game sluggish and they end the game sluggish. It's just strange.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and
like,
that's what
the starters, the bench, I should say, outscores the starters. And at times, we're trying to end the game with the bench, but then we
mm-hmm.
should be getting the stars back in the game to see if they could produce. I mean, his rotation, he's got to find the right rotation, you know, during certain periods of the game. Because right now, I feel like the rotation is all over the place.
Yeah, man, I agree with you, man. This is the best Knicks bench we've had in a long time. And last year was a good bench, too. But yeah, firepower wise, energy wise, you know, you got a lot of guys who can really, really score. You know, you got Derrick Rose leading the way. You got Obi Toppin, you know, providing the dunks and the energy. You got Quickly, who can knock down a three. And then you know you got on defense, Noel.
That bench brings a lot of fire, you know. More than the starters, I have to admit.
Yeah, they really provide a spark for the team. Like, if the stars are playing well, you know that the bench will make that lead balloon, and
mm-hmm.
if we're trailing, that the bench will get us into will keep us in the game.
Right.
But yeah, there has to be more of an energy. There has to be more of a, a cohesiveness with the starting rotation, you know, with Randall, Barrett, who started off well, to start the season off as well, too, averaging over 20 points for, like, what, five games or so before this recent stretch. I'm trying to think who. Oh, yeah, and then you got Fournier and Walker, you know. Yeah, man, they just gotta gel better together, man. Because if they're firing on all cylinders, man, the Knicks are going to be a scary team. I mean, they showed flashes of it, you know, early on this year, but you know they need to snap out of it.
I agree. Agree with anything you said.
Yeah, they're going to be Monday night. They're going to be hosting the Pacers. They're going to be hosting the Magic again. They're going to be facing the Magic after, you know, the Knicks, they got their butt kicked by the Magic last time they faced them.
The Knicks have to play better at home, man. MSG is supposed to be a place where, you know, teams are not supposed to come in and win games. But this year, they don't have a good record at home.
They don't.
It's supposed to be home court advantage.
Exactly.
Not opposing team advantage.
Yeah, it's been a home court disadvantage right now, like the way how they've been playing lately. Then Saturday, they're going to be hosting the Rockets, which will be a rematch of the 94 NBA Finals. And then Sunday night, you got the Bulls, which, I mean, you know, all the drama surrounding Pippen and Jordan with Pippen's new book in retaliation of the Last Dance documentary that ESPN came out with. You're going to have both teams renewing their rivalry there. And then talk about another rivalry. You got Lakers and the Knicks next Tuesday night on the 23rd. So, and the Knicks will be hosting the Lakers. So you're going to have LeBron, Rondo, Melo return to the Garden. That's another game to circle on the calendar. You know, before Thanksgiving weekend. So yeah, that's you know, that's basically it. You know, really. I mean, when you think about Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, they're going to be hosting the Suns. Then they're going to be on the road against Atlanta on the 27th. And then to wrap up the month, they're going to be battling the Nets in Brooklyn on
that's
the 30th.
Big matchup.
Yeah, so that's another big matchup.
But it won't be the same without Kyrie.
Yeah, it won't. Yeah, without Kyrie, the team's going to be brought back to earth, you know,
because
they lose their big three advantage that they have on most teams. So yeah, man, they're gonna need another performance out of Kemba Walker like they got against, like he had against his former team, the Hornets
in the
on
first
Friday
quarter.
Night. Yeah, the first quarter. I mean, he did finish with 26 points, but yeah, all the damage was mostly in the first half or first quarter, like when he scored like 17 in that span. Like he was torching them early on. But yeah, and then you know, Brooks had like 15 points off the bench, nine rebounds, you know. But they definitely need to bounce back. And then LaMelo Ball, man, he almost had a triple double, 12 points, 17 rebounds, and nine assists, you know. So. And then, oh, yeah, Bridges scored 24 points. Hayward had 22. And they did this all in front of Jordan, you know. The Knicks got a rebound from this loss.
Yeah.
Now they're, 7-6 now. They were in the top of the division, the Eastern Conference. Now they're currently at seventh. And, they're gonna need to bounce back, hosting the Pacers. So,
yeah, it started off strong, but it's been inconsistent over the last 2 weeks here.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll definitely see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens as this month in general goes on because. Yeah, man, the Knicks need to snap out of it. And then, like I mentioned, Knicks are gonna host the Nets to end the week. I mean, the month, I should say. But yeah, they're gonna be tomorrow night. They're gonna be facing the Thunder in Oklahoma. They're gonna have a bunch of games to be watching as well. They're gonna be hosting the Warriors, Steph Curry and the Warriors Tuesday night. They're gonna be hosting the Cavs, which it's not gonna be an easy feat with Rubio. You know, he's trying to be Broadway Joe. You know,
yeah, hopefully we can get our revenge.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But yeah, Nets are gonna get their first crack because they're gonna be battling them Wednesday night. They're gonna be hosting the Magic Friday night. Cavs again, but this time in Cleveland. The Nets are gonna be battling them. Nets are gonna be battling the Celtics. Suns on the 27th, and then of course they're gonna wrap the month hosting the Knicks. But yeah, the Nets are going to try to build upon their current winning streak, and they're gonna try to win their third in a row against the Thunder. They beat the Pelicans last night by the final score of 121-112. Durant, you know, he had a typical Durant game, 28 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. And then you had James Harden, you know, with the double-double, 39 points and 12 assists. And then not to mention Joe Harris had 24 points as well for their team. And, you know, basically they're going to need the big two to carry the load without Kyrie. But, they're you know, those guys are on their way to Springfield, you know, the NBA Hall of Fame. So, you know, they're able to do it. But without Kyrie, they lose their big three advantage that they have on most teams, so.
Yeah, well, they've been playing well without him so far, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're 9-4, and they're second in the Eastern Conference, so.
Yeah.
They're doing something right.
Yep.
But, yeah, we'll definitely keep you posted on the, you know, how they're doing as this season come along. Shifting gears to the Jets. Man, they got a couple of big AFC East matchups coming up in these coming weeks. Tomorrow afternoon, they're going to be hosting the Bills. Mike White should be getting that start. And then afterwards on the 21st, they're going to be hosting the Dolphins. But yeah, man, the Jets are what 2-6, and they're gonna need Mike White to continue that run he's been on. Yeah, Mike White had that awesome game 2 weeks ago, and then of course last week he got injured. He went off to a good start. I believe he had a touchdown, 2 for 95 yards, if memory serves me right. But, you know, that defense really was suspect for them. So,
yeah, that defense was horrible a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the defense doesn't play like that again. Because if they like that going forward, they have no chance of winning any games.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's the battle of the two New York teams. Bills look like they're gonna most likely, they look like they're most likely gonna win tomorrow. But the Jets, man, they're gonna have they they're definitely gonna need another career start from White, you know, for them to at least try to redeem and turn around this what seems to be a lost season already at 2-6. As they, you know, they play in week 10. So Mike White's going to try to make his third start. And, you know, the Jets, they got to ride the hot hand, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, shifting gears to Big Blue. Monday Night Football, you got the Giants in Tampa against the Buccaneers, a team you guys have some history with.
Yeah, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The 22nd, yep.
Yeah, 22nd.
Yeah, because you got the bye.
Yep, bye week, no game this week. So we have it's going to be a big game against old friend Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a good one. Giants got a big win last week against the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much stopped the Raiders' running game. And our running game was looking very good with Booker and Penny. Hopefully we'll get Saquon back, you know, in the next few weeks or so. But, yeah, I mean, we played a very good game. A close game, but it was a very good game. And we ended up coming out with the win. So hopefully the second half, you know, Giants can turn it around and play more consistent football. I mean, the defense looks like they've been improving. It's just the offense now. We just have to – offense just needs to get better. So, but – the game last week is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. And then they're going to need to maintain that intensity because on the 28th, they're going to be hosting the Eagles. So
yeah, some tough games ahead, you know, especially some tough division games with the Cowboys, the Eagles, Washington football team coming up here. And then you mentioned the Buccaneers next week. So,
right.
Yeah, this is going to be our schedule is getting tougher, so – I could be a cakewalk.
Oh, no. It definitely won't be. Yeah, the Giants, they definitely need to go on a run. And hopefully after the bye week on the 22nd, they're going to try to extend this small winning streak to two games. So,
yeah,
we'll see what happens with that. Would you like to give your, you know, fantasy picks of what you think people should, you know, pick for their fantasy teams?
Sure. Let me pull it up here because, you know, as you guys know, I play in Yahoo Fantasy Football, but I also play in DraftKings. So if you guys play DraftKings or Fantasy Duel, you and you need players to pick up for, you know, my position, I'll give you player that I think will perform well tomorrow at each position.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start here. Let me just pull up the list. Let me see. In a moment here, let me just... Okay, so at quarterback, this week I'm going to go with Carson Wentz against the Jags. Running back, I'm going with James Conner against the Panthers. Wide receiver, Hunter Renfrow against the Chiefs. Tight end, I'm going with Pat Freiermuth versus the Lions. Kicker, Younghoe Koo versus Cowboys. And defense special teams, Buccaneers against the Washington football team. So those are my picks at each position in week 10 of fantasy football.
Thanks for that, Mac.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, and switching gears, Survivor Series is going to be happening next week on the 21st. They're going to be back at the Barclays Center. And, you know, there's rumors that The Rock might pop up, but I haven't heard any rumors of it lately.
That'd be great.
But, this later this month on the 21st, next Sunday, you know, one of the longest running WWE pay-per-views since 1987 is going to be hosted in our borough, you know, And this is the second longest running pay-per-view in history after, of course, WrestleMania.
You've been to Survivor Series here in New York before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been to, like, probably two, I think, maybe. At least one,
was
for
it?
Sure. We definitely went to the one, I think it was, 2011?
SummerSlam, I know.
No, we went to Survivor Series. The only major pay-per-view event we haven't been to is
Royal Rumble. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I wasn't aware that we went to two Survivor Series.
We went to definitely one, for sure.
Yeah.
It might have been one. It was the one where the Shield debuted, and I think it was when CM Punk's streak started when he beat Alberto Del Rio, and he had Howard Finkel, the late great Howard Finkel, announce him into the ring, because remember at that time, this was during Alberto Del Rio's, prime in WWE, you know, when they actually had, you know, when he could come out with Ricardo Rodriguez, you know, when there was pomp and circumstance to start his matches, and then before they just stripped them of Ricardo Rodriguez and all the stuff that, you know, made him unique.
I see. I know definitely went to the Rock, the one where Rock and Cena tag teamed.
Yeah, that's the same one. That's the same one. 2011, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, when they fought Awesome Truth.
Right.
Oh, wait, no, my fault. Yeah, that was it. Shield debuted the following pay-per-view, the December one, I think it was, the TLC one. That's when the Shield debuted.
Yeah.
The following one.
Okay.
But yeah, The Rock and Cena teaming up versus Awesome Truth was in fact Survivor Series 2011. But let's dive into it. Because now they have the fake Raw versus SmackDown bragging rights, which is something they should have done before they had the draft, because everybody's always switching sides, so it's like there's no real draft loyalty, to be honest with you. Alright, so here's Team Raw: Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Rey Mysterio, and Bobby Lashley, who replaced Dominic after Adam Pearce, you know, pulled the switcheroo and got rid of Dominic when Bobby Lashley.
That match. Yeah. That match they had. Bobby Lashley and Dominic on Monday.
Yep. When Bobby Lashley made his
That
his
match
return.
Was made abruptly.
Mm-hmm. Because Bobby Lashley disappeared ever since he lost to Goldberg.
Right.
Several weeks ago. So, yeah, this is a traditional 5-on-5 men Survivor Series elimination match. And Team Raw is going to be battling against Team SmackDown, which has Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, King Woods, Happy Corbin, and a person to be announced later. Maybe it's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And if that's the case, then we could potentially have Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar at least face off with each other.
Yeah.
Which would be actually great if they did actually do that. I don't know if they do that, though. But let's hope so. I mean, that is a marquee.
I think that that would be great if that happened.
And then Team Raw Series Elimination Match, you have Bianca Belair. Oh, yeah, wait, we didn't even say who we thought was going to win on the men's one, now that I think about it. With this mystery one, I mean, normally I would say Team Raw, but with this mystery person, unknown for Team SmackDown, I think I have to give it up for, I have to pick Team SmackDown, because normally I would pick Team Raw, but it all depends on who this mystery person is.
Yeah.
If it is, in fact, Brock Lesnar, then they're going to win.
I'm leaning towards Team SmackDown.
Yeah, it's the mystery person that's making me think I have to I have to pick Team SmackDown. If it wasn't for the mystery person, I would have said Team SmackDown would have won. I mean, Drew McIntyre is probably the only person that other than this mystery person, I could seriously see being a sole survivor. King Woods, he's on a roll. Jeff Hardy, you know, obviously he's a legend, but WWE is, you know, mainly using him as a mid-card. King Woods, you know, he's in the mid-card, but he's being elevated to upper mid-card, you know, and potentially challenge Roman Reigns in a match for the title, you know, in the near future, hopefully. I mean, obviously, he's not going to win, but, you know, King Woods is actually being showcased, you know, as a singles talent, which I think is a great thing. And, I'm going to pick Team SmackDown because of the mystery person. And then, of course, they have Drew McIntyre also. So I'm going to pick Team SmackDown. Oh, yeah, back to Team Raw, the women's side. You got Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, who's been on a hot run lately, Carmella, and then Queen Zelina, who of course, won the Women's Queen of the Ring, Queen Court a few weeks ago. And they're going to be battling Team SmackDown, which has Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi Blackheart, which I guess now she's being just called Shotzi now, Natalya, and then someone to be named later, which, this mystery person, another mystery person. Could it be Trish Stratus? Could it be Lita? Like, who's this mystery person? Like,
yeah, or could it be someone that they released earlier this year that may be coming, that they're bringing back?
Oh, you know what? That's a great point. I didn't think of that. I don't think it'd be Nia Jax. They just released her. Who could it be? Who could it be that they just released that they're gonna bring back?
Mickie James?
No, Mickie James. I heard she's in. I think in Impact Wrestling. Uh-huh. I think she might even be the champion too.
Oh. Peyton Royce?
No, she signed the Iconic sign with Impact also.
Wow, all these people are going to Impact?
Yeah.
What the hell?
They're trying to make an impact, you know?
Wow.
So they're going to Impact Wrestling.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Darn. I mean, let me see.
Or maybe it's a female wrestler we haven't seen in months.
Maybe. I would.
Who are the wrestlers on the teams again?
All right, Team Raw has Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, Queen Zelina. SmackDown has Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natalya, and then a person to be named later.
Who's that Asian female wrestler that we haven't seen in a while? What's her name? The Asian.
Oh, Asuka.
Asuka. What's going on?
That's a great one, yeah. And then not to mention, Xia Li should be debuting soon also. So that could be another one too.
Well, was Asuka on? Well, Asuka was on Raw last, wasn't she? Or was she on SmackDown last?
Yeah, but did she get drafted? I don't even know. I mean... Get drafted? I don't even know if she got drafted or if she switched to someplace else. I don't even know.
What about Asuka? We haven't seen her. What's happened to Asuka? Is she injured?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. That's a good question. Maybe because of that. You know what? I guess for the same reasons, I'm gonna pick Team SmackDown too.
This might be a SmackDown night, but I'm going to go Raw.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think it's going to be Raw, too, because they got Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley. Liv Morgan, I mean, she's been on a run, but I don't think her or Carmella is going to win. I mean, Queen Zelina could technically win, like Queen Zelina and Bianca Belair could be the last woman standing versus Sasha Banks and Shayna Baszler. I mean, you do have Shotzi. I mean, she just now popped up from NXT, and then they turn her heel. Breaking news, Jay Lethal, the former Ring of Honor champion, he signs with AEW. Apparently, he made his debut on AEW.
Oh, wow.
At this event. So, congrats to him joining AEW. WWE has been after that guy for years. If you remember, he made some great impressions of Ric Flair and, of course, as Black Machismo, giving an homage to Macho Man Randy Savage. So now he's taking his talents to AEW. But, we're going to get to AEW momentarily as well. Let me see what else. This is tough. Mystery person. I'm gonna have to agree with you and pick Team Raw. I don't know. Bianca Belair. I don't know if I could see Bianca Belair losing again. Dang, and Shayna Baszler could the person to be announced be Sonya Deville possibly?
Oh yeah, that's a good that's another one. Yeah.
That could be her too.
That's
when you think about it. Because, the SmackDown group is like a heel, a lot of heels in it. You got Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natalya. I mean, Sasha Banks is always mostly a heel anyway, but now she just magically turned into a babyface because she's feuding with Shotzi now. Shayna Baszler and Sasha Banks, man. Those are the two people on the SmackDown team I can't see losing. I'm gonna pick Team Raw. That's my final answer. I'm gonna pick Team Raw. Then you got on WWE side, you got Becky, the women's championship versus champion match. You got Becky Lynch, Raw Women's Champion, versus SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair. Who do you got?
Wow. Charlotte Flair.
What you said?
What was the name? Charlotte Flair. Who was it again?
Charlotte Flair, SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch.
Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Charlotte Flair as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlotte Flair reportedly is doing everything she can to get released, get future endeavored, but, WWE, Vince is in love with her, man. He can't get rid of her. She's like the female John Cena. She's just going to keep winning all these titles, to the point, like, it's meaningless now.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, that's basically it. Charlotte Flair. And, and then last but not least, you got the champion versus champion. You got WWE champion Big E versus Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion. And, man, this one I could see going either way.
Is it title for title?
No. It's no title for title.
Okay, then Roman Reigns is going to win it.
Bragging rights.
Roman Reigns is going to win it.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen, too. I mean, that's what happened last year, too, right? Roman Reigns was battling, Drew McIntyre, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up winning anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Roman Reigns is on a roll, man. He's just going to win again. Unless it's Brock Lesnar.
king of the table now.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's another reason why Big E would have beef with him, too. Because, you know, he just demolished his New Day brothers and took crown for himself.
Yep.
So, yeah. The bloodline.
Yep.
So, I mean, unless if Brock Lesnar interferes and costs Roman Reigns the match, I think Roman Reigns is going to win this matchup right here. Yeah, I think for sure. Before we get to the the AEW pay-per-view results. We're gonna talk about what's your thoughts on the rumors with going to the hot stove? What's your thoughts on the Mets and the Yankees, you know, being interested in Starling Marte?
I think that'd be a great pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for the Yankees. I'm hearing a lot of rumors right now with the Yankees. I'm hearing Seager, I'm hearing Correa, Marte. I mean, Yankees, they might go big this offseason, man. But then again, if they go big, is that really going to help? Because when you look at all the talent this team has already, and they still haven't accomplished much since 2017. So I don't know. I don't know what else we can do. You know.
I think you guys are gonna have a big off season, man. You guys are gonna try to sign Verlander and Scherzer.
Well, I'm hearing rumors on that, but Verlander, I mean, does he still have it? I mean, this guy, he didn't pitch last year. He hasn't pitched the last couple of years, right? Or actually, I think he pitched in 2019 or 2020.
I think so, yeah. 2019, I think, was.
Or 2019, though. So he missed this year. Last year, I think he might have pitched last year, but he missed some games. I'm not even sure, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he even still has it, this guy, because he's been unhealthy. So, but hey, if he can show that he can still pitch like an ace, yeah, I would love it. Scherzer as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Scherzer wants to come to New York. I mean, the only team he'd be willing to come to New York, well, I would assume, would be for you guys. I don't see Scherzer coming to the Mets. I mean, Scherzer hates the Mets. You know, The guy could have got traded to the Mets, and, you know, he refused to get traded to New York and instead went to the Dodgers, thinking it would have been another easy win for him, you know, since Dodgers are the defending world champions, just like what Bauer did, and they end up not winning the title, you know, trying to play it safe. And, yeah, I think Sergio is gonna come. Is probably gonna go to you guys or stay in the West Coast. And then Verlander, man, I think he's gonna come to you guys. I mean, I think there's even a rumor that he might sign a 2-year, $40 million contract to be with you guys.
Well, he might as well if he's gonna come here.
Yeah.
What's his wife's name?
Kate Upton, of course.
Kate Upton. You might as well bring her and her titties. Bring her over here, too. So
I definitely think he would come to you guys. I don't see him coming to the Mets, for sure. But, yeah, I think...
Didn't he and Kate Upton make like a... No, they never had a sex tape or something. Some naked pics, I think, but not sex tape.
But in any case, Marte would be great in New York, especially with the Mets. The Mets, they're gonna need somebody to replace most likely Conforto, because you know Conforto is a Boris client, and he rejected the qualifying offer. And Yeah, I mean, Marte, you know, he hit over 300. He stole 47 bases. Like, you know, the Mets definitely need a guy like that, you know. Whether they do find a way to re-sign Conforto or not, they definitely need to go after Marte. You know, to me, they gotta try to sign Marte, re-sign Baez, and most importantly, the guy who they really need to go after is Chris Bryant. I mean, this guy plays great third base. He plays at the outfield as well. Clutch hitter, won a title in 2016 with Baez and that whole crew over there in Chicago. I mean, it's a no-brainer in my opinion. What do you think the Mets should do?
Yeah, you guys need a lot. I mean, right mm-hmm. now, you know, if you guys could go after either Verlander or Scherzer, that'd be great. You can convince them to come here. You guys could use a guy like Correa, you know, if you were mm-hmm. to come to New York, or Seager. Pretty much the guys that we're going after, you could use them as well. So the guys that's rumored to be coming to the Yankees, I think they would be good fits for the Mets also, if somehow the Yankees don't land them, you know?
Yeah, that's a very, very good point, for sure.
You guys have a lot more needs than the Yankees do.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just need to tweak their team a bit, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, Mets have a lot of holes to fill.
We still need holes for the manager, general manager. Like, yeah. it's just total disarray, man. Like,
yeah.
The Mets need so many different things. It's not even funny. A third baseman, Bryant fits perfectly. They need to re-sign Baez, put him in second. But then again, Cano's coming back, and they might want to play him. And then you got Jeff McNeil, who you know, who had a bad year. Who you know, you figure he's gonna have a bounce back year. And Man, I don't even know. Next time, when we have the show in like 2 weeks, if we'll even have anything resolved. To be honest with you, because this team, I mean, it's just chaotic. It's just absolutely chaotic. It's a chaotic off season already. People turning them down left and right. People with no experience being a GM or president of baseball operation are turning them down, or they have people that, you know, didn't get, you know, permission to interview with them. It's just a total crazy situation right here.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, let's move away from baseball and head back to, you know, wrestling. And the Full Gear pay-per-view, it looks like it just ended. Let me tell you what's gone down. Pop up. So here's what happened.
Let me go back. Excuse me.
So yes, Hikaru Shida and Thunder Rosa, they teamed up and defeated Jamie Hayter and Nyla Rose in a tag team match. You had MJF defeat Darby Allin in a singles match. The Lucha Brothers, which is Penta El Zero Miedo and Rey Fénix, defeat TR, which, you know, formerly known as The Revival in WWE, which is Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler. And this is for the AEW World Tag Team Championship, which the Lucha Brothers retained. Then, as I predicted last week, Bryan Danielson defeated Miro to become the number one contender for future AEW World Championship title match opportunity. And he beat Miro by technical submission. Christian Cage and Jurassic Express, which has Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, defeat the Super Click, which has Adam Cole, Bay Bay, and the Young Bucks. And the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson, you know, in a false count anywhere match. And then you had Cody Rhodes and Pac, formerly known as Neville, defeat Malakai Black and Andrade El Idolo in a tag team match. Then you had Dr. Britt Baker defeat Ty Conti to retain the AEW Women's World Heavyweight Championship. CM Punk defeats Eddie Kingston in a singles match. If you remember last week, you know, I was telling you guys that Eddie Kingston in the promos where it was upset at CM veterans at the time when Eddie Kingston was coming up, but was criticizing Eddie Kingston's work, you know, ethic coming up. And Eddie Kingston took it personal, and he, even though it happened like 15 years ago and, you know, he had a chip on his shoulder, but he failed to get his revenge on CM Punk. And then you had the Inner Circle, which is, Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santana, and Ortiz. They defeated the Men of the Year, which has Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky, and the America Top Team, which has Junior Dos Santos, Andre Arlovski, and then, of course, the founder of the America Top Team, Dan Lambert, in a Minnesota street fight match. And they were saying all along that, if Jericho would have lost to the Men of the Year and the America Top Team, they would make Dan Lambert pin Jericho, you know, to add insult to injury. But that didn't happen because Inner Circle got the victory. And then, what was I going to say? And then last but not least, you had Kenny Omega lose the title to Hangman Adam Page and become the new AEW champion. So congratulations to Hangman Adam Page. He won his first AEW championship. His ascension back into the title picture has come to completion, and it was like a year long build. Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega were tag team partners in AEW. And then afterwards, the team turned on him, and Hangman Adam Page, he lost the titles to FTR, and then, he got drunk. He had a drinking problem, had self-doubt, and then he slowly but surely climbed himself out of his self-pity and worked his way back eventually to now winning the AEW Heavyweight Championship. So congratulations to him. And he might be facing Bryan Danielson in the future because Bryan Danielson won the AEW World Title Elimination Tournament, which is basically their version of the King of the Ring. And, yeah, man, it was looks like a great pay-per-view event that went down.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And then now they have Jay Lethal joining the group. Like, AEW, man, is just, they're just making history over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, props to them. Yeah, I think that's all she wrote, man. You got anything else, you know, you'd like to say that you feel we haven't covered yet or anything you want to get off your mind?
I don't know if you heard, but Pedro Feliciano, former Met,
passed away.
Oh,
yes, thank you. Thank you for reminding me about that, yes. He passed away a few days ago, man, to Pedro's family, man. He was a great Met, for sure. Yeah, I love that guy on my team, man. He was such a great player, man. I mean, when you think of lefty specialist, man, this is the guy whose name should start and end every sentence. This guy was really great. Like, man, I mean, there's no words I could say, man. He was really big for us in 06 and that whole Willie Randolph era with the Mets, man. He had the second most appearances of any reliever. I think especially a lefty reliever.
Wow.
Of any reliever. You know, only John Franco had more. You know, so, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to his family, man. He was a great Met. I mean, he never unfortunately had an opportunity to pitch in a World Series. I mean, you know, his team was what? A win away in 06. But I mean he was just a great Met. I mean, you know, so rest in peace, Pedro.
Yeah, definitely. My condolences to him and his family, and yeah, rest in peace indeed. Mm-hmm. Played for the Mets, what, from 2002 to 2010?
Yeah, and then I think he signed a 2-year deal with the Yankees, but he got hurt and he never had a chance to play for the Yankees. And I think he signed with the Mets and maybe appeared in one game, and I think that was all she wrote, I think, if my memory serves me right.
Yep.
So, yeah, he was a great Met pitcher, and he'll be definitely missed on and off the field.
Yep, definitely.
Anything else you'd like to say, or are you good?
Just check your local listings for my show, iMac, and come back here. Check out Sports or Legend every Saturdays at 10, only on Block Talk Radio.
Yeah, you heard the man. Check
11,
out his...
I should say. Sorry.
You're fired. but all seriousness, you know, check out his show, iMac. Check your local listeners for that. And, of course, check out my YouTube channel, Sports Simulation TV. And come back in, 2 weeks from now and check out the next episode of Sports Urban Legend, because unfortunately we're not able to do it this upcoming week. But, you know, we'll hopefully love to have you back in 2 weeks. So he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Memo, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. God bless. Peace.